Well, good evening, and thank you for joining me. My name is Dr. David Rubin. I am the chief of the section of gastroenterology at the University of Chicago, and I specialize in taking care of patients who have inflammatory bowel disease. I'm really delighted that you've chosen to learn a bit more about ulcerative colitis tonight, and I'm pleased that CME Outfitters has put together this wonderful program for you. So let's talk a little bit more about controlling symptoms and understanding how to heal the bowel, and why the two must be considered together. So first, let's see if patients in our panel had something to say about the difference between just symptom control and healing of the bowel. We have a couple of nice quotes.
For me, my clinicians have always explained both the mucosal healing of the intestine as well as symptom control.
No, I have never actually had that compared by a doctor. We've actually never discussed healing. Pretty much always the discussion on how to keep it at bay, how to keep it under control.
So you see that, not surprisingly, there's a distinction here. As I mentioned, the older way people managed colitis was really focused on just addressing symptoms. And if the patient didn't call or complain further, we were hopeful that they were doing well. And we've learned that that's not sufficient. And let me explain a little bit more to you. First of all, clinical remission, which is how your symptoms are feeling, is a very important part of UC, obviously. It's what makes people feel awful, and when we get people into remission, we know that they're feeling better. It means the following five things: formed stool, no blood, no urgency, sleeping through the night without having a bowel movement that wakes you up, and able to pass gas without fear of leaking. The last one is really a sensitive marker to show that the rectum, that lower part of your large intestine, has healed, and it's a very important question. Achieving clinical remission, answering these five questions the right way, is directly related to your quality of life. You're not surprised by this. If you're a patient out there, you know this. And I often tell people who don't have colitis that they take their rectum for granted until it's not working properly. So this is obviously very important, and it's the first part of our goal, as I've mentioned, in terms of getting people well. What we've learned, of course, is that clinical remission is necessary to get our patients feeling better, but it isn't sufficient for control of the disease itself. Why is that? Well, there's a few things to keep in mind. Up to 50% of people who are in clinical remission, feeling fine, have persistent inflammation if you look with the scope. That may be a surprise to you, or maybe it's not if you've had a colonoscopy when you were feeling well, and we're told that to your surprise, there's still some inflammation. This is inflammation that persists, and therefore it also increases your risk of relapse. We know that one of the biggest fears for patients who live with IBD is the risk of a relapse that's going to wreck an important moment in your life, or come out of the blue and affect the way you're able to function in other ways. That fear and that lack of control is something that is a very important feature of these diseases. We've also learned now that if the bowel is healed, you are more likely to stay in remission, you are more likely to have the disease remain quiet, and you're more likely to continue functioning at your highest levels. Therefore, we've learned that if we push the patient beyond just their symptoms, but also to help the bowel heal, to normalize their labs, we can also provide them with the reassurance that within the next year at least, they're going to continue doing well. That amount of control in your life is such an important feature of colitis, and that's one of the reasons why we've moved forward in this regard. You may be wondering, though, how do I get my bowel to heal? Well, there's a nice study that was done at the University of California in San Diego in which they were scoping patients who had colitis even when they were feeling well, and they noticed that these patients who had inflammation could have their treatments adjusted and in fact then achieve healing. Most often, all they needed was an increased dose of their existing therapy in order to get their bowel to heal. They didn't always have to jump to new treatments and add other therapies and go through that entire discussion. So it's important to recognize that you can heal your bowel if you take the medicines you're already getting and if we optimize the existing therapies. Sometimes, yes, we do need to increase or change the medicines, but many times that's not necessary. So optimizing what you're currently receiving and making sure that we get beyond just symptom control to a healed bowel is very important.